Yes, just put him in the trunk. This is so stupid. I don't know why I had to be the one to oversee this. Prove myself? Are you kidding me? You promised, Daddy. You promised when I was old enough, you would stop handing me the small stuff you and the family can't be bothered with. And look, now you have me kidnapping some rando who I'm willing to bet wasn't even involved in the project. Fine. I'll deal with it. But this is the last time I'm dealing with this kind of thing. I've had enough of kidnappings, okay? I don't see why you can't just hire a girl to attract them instead of using your own daughter. Trust? This has nothing to do with... Hold on. Hey, I thought you said you knocked him out. Yeah, dipshit. I know he's not knocked out because he's looking at me. Who knows how much he's heard? There will be consequences for not doing as I said. And you... Just take a little nap for me, huh? I'll see you later. Right. Whatever. Okay, I'm gonna go talk to him. Do not disturb me. Understand? Well, looks like you've gotten yourself into a mess, huh, pretty boy? So, I bet you're wondering why you're here. Why's the big mafia after you, huh? Well, it seems a certain family member of yours has upset my family. You know, the family. And... Well, if you upset one of us, you kind of upset all of us. That's what family is, isn't it? Now, I know you know who I'm talking about. And I know you know where they are. And I'm going to need you to tell me. Otherwise, one of us is going to get hurt. You want to guess who it'll be? Is it going to be the guy tied up in a cell who can hardly move? Or the woman holding him at knife point with 100 guards at her disposal. Clever boy. Now that we've made it clear who's in control here, why don't you start talking? Huh. Well, that was easier than I thought. Are you really that willing to just out someone in your family so fast? I guess you must not be his biggest fan, huh? South Hansborough. The old pharmacy on 5th Street. Under the counter trapdoor. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see if you were telling the truth, huh? Although, I'll just go ahead and tell you right now. If he's not where you said he was, I'm gonna take a finger. Don't worry, I'll let you try again. This is unbelievable. Now I have to sit and wait here until they go and check. I have better things to do, you know. I mean, I'm part of the mafia family. I shouldn't be here babysitting some guy. Just so you know, one day I'm gonna be the one running this whole business. Sure, my brothers think that they will be, but they're dumb as rocks, and Daddy knows it. I'll be in full control, and I won't have to do useless tasks like this just because they want to keep me safe and out of danger or whatever. They have no idea what I'm capable of. I mean, sure, I may not be as big as them, but I'm strong. I'm twice as smart. And who even cares how big your muscles are when you have one of these? No, don't get your panties in a twist. I'm not going to shoot you. Do you know how much it costs to get rid of a body? To bribe the police? No, if I wanted to get rid of you, I'd drug you or ship you off somewhere. Simple as that. I don't think I'd get rid of you, though. You're pretty cute. I'd probably just make you work for me. Of course you would. I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? If I want something, I get it. So, it follows that if I want you, you're mine. You belong to me. Cocky one, aren't you? You don't believe I could break you? Okay, trust me, pretty boy. Give me a week, and I'd have you on a leash like a loyal little doggy. Oh, you're really not backing down, are you? All tied up. Don't know where you are, and yet you're still talking back. I might just need to shut that pretty mouth of yours. You're right. I did say I wouldn't use the gun on you, but I didn't say anything about my knife. Some things are a lot worse than death, you know? This is fun. You know, most people I have to kidnap are crying and begging by now. You've got a bit of a backbone. I like that. There's a little fight in you, and not many have that nowadays. You know what? You've convinced me. You are gonna work for me. No objections, no. Don't question the boss, okay? That's rule number one. I suppose if you were lying, though, I'd have to dispose of you. That's rule number one. I still need to find out if you were lying to me, though. And I suppose if you were lying, I'd have to dispose of you. So let's hope that you told the truth about where he's hiding. Be shame to get rid of someone with such potential. Being at the top gets lonely, you know. You don't mind if I sit on your lap, do you? Rejecting me won't change my actions, cutie. There we are. Are you comfortable? I don't care. It's been a while since I've been close to someone like this. With my family always around batting off men at every opportunity, it's hard to be physical with someone. I guess that's part of the job. I can never get close to anyone. I've been taught since I was a little girl that if you let someone in, they'll probably just betray you. The only thing you can really trust is blood. I want to feel. Yes. It's confirmed then. So he was telling the truth, huh? Good. Look, I want to take him on the team. Excellent. I want you to train him up. Make sure he understands who's in charge, okay? Good. Then start when you're back. He'll be waiting for you. Well, pretty boy, it's official. Welcome to the family. I'll be seeing you later. Work hard for me, okay? Work hard enough, and maybe you'll become my personal bodyguard one day. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Well then, bye-bye.